go through Emerald Point and set a valuation on the different...
One fixed lot price. 16.
So the first one we're looking at must have a home on it here.
Correct.
Okay.
But it was not... But it didn't apply to structures. Houses with lots of structures.
Okay. We are ready.
All
much
right.
fun as we've been having.
Oh, what was that?
I said, as much fun as we've been having.
You guys must, it's like this every day. It's not such a bad place to work, is it? Well, I was wanting to appeal the lot values. I sent you information about the house and the lots. The house, we can just bypass that, but I think the lot values, I would like to have decreased the fair market value. They're $75,000 now, and since I bought them 7 years ago, the property value's gone way down up there in Emerald Point. A lot of the homes and a lot of the properties. I sent you printouts. I don't know if you saw those.
We have them in our file. I think we've got some.
Right, there's a lot 20 on Shadow Ridge, which was just 3 or 4 lots down from me, mm-hmm. and it was. Put on the market at $27,000 this year, and it didn't even sell at that. There's nothing selling around there. There are some things selling in Emerald Point. This one didn't sell. There have another house or another lot in Emerald Point on Eagle Crest. It's $34,900. Another one on.
What is the price of it? So you're not contesting the price of the house, just the lot value, is that right?
The lot values. The lot on where the house is evaluated at 75.
Well, I saw that.
And then the lot right next to it is a bare land,
uh-huh.
and it's also 75.
Okay.
And those two lots you did send me a letter lowering the bare land 1,000. Like the gentleman said, it didn't apply to
structures,
but I think they should be lowered no higher than 50,000 with what's going on out here.
Well, that was, those are the ones we lowered to 69.9.
Except with ones with structures.
Right, but I mean, she said something about they just had $1,000 on there.
The assessed value.
Reduction.
Reduction.
Yeah, on the appraised value, Dan, it went down.
$6,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what equals about $1,000 in assessed valuation.
James, you want to explain that average and the means? And the...
I actually have lots of sales in Emerald Point.
Okay.
All right, 53.
Let me find them here. I think I've turned into this board 51 sales. That occurred from 09 through 11. Several of those occurred in 11. And here's one I just got today for 74.9. I just presented to the board today. It sold July 20th.
Are those the two together, ladies?
Right. Where was that in Emerald?
That's in Phase 7, Lot 95. Here's my list. There have been 17 sales in 2010 and 25 sales in 2009, 9 in 2011. The range of those sales are from 10,000 up to 139,000.
Uh-huh.
The median being the 69.9 that these guys have said it. The average was 77,273. But we have those, I've included in those sales 10,000, 10,400, 18,000.
Yeah.
Right on up through, and in our mass appraisal practice, we set an average or a median.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it came up to, and that's why they set them at the 69.9.
Right.
And then I got this confirming letter today that one sold for $74,900.
Well, there are 2 or 3 large homes being built up there on some of those larger lots. And that's probably the ones you're talking about. The lot,
make sure there's,
my lots are narrow, 74 feet across. I have a small house, 164 square feet, the minimum living space, because that's what I was designed the house for.
Did you ever have it appraised?
I haven't recently, but when, I imagine they did when they put the prices on it, I don't know. But the structure underneath it is unlivable, it's not finished. The only reason it had to be put there is for stabilization of the house. The builder did not know we would need a second floor, and so he put it in just to stabilize the house, and it's unfinished. So I have a small house, 164,500 square feet.
Yes, 1,654. But you have a basement?
No.
You have a garage?
A garage.
Don't have an upstairs?
No. Small. Very small. And anyway, I just think that the value of the lots and everything is a little much up there, and the house a little high too, I would say, but.
And it's built in 10?
Yes.
Did you have somebody build it for you, or did you purchase it?
I had it built for me. I had it built that small size purposely, and then, like I said, it was on such a steep slope they had to put a structure underneath it to stabilize it. It's on a steep, very steep hill.
What did you, since you had it built in 10, do you know what it cost to build? Did you have a contract on it?
Yes. Well, I paid, no, I just paid cash for it. It $165 or something.
For the house?
Yes.
$165 all included with the land?
No.
Was it for the house?
That was the house.
Okay. Sir, I just want to think about this Emerald Point a little longer before I'm ready to make a decision about the lot values. I know we did a pretty big step lowering these all to 69, I believe, but we also made a big step lowering Branson Creek's, and I'm not ready to really make a motion on this one. I'd rather have a more general discussion about Emerald Point in general.
Could I ask one last question? On this form, we have your opinion of fair market value.
Right. That's...
Would you suggest, what would be your opinion of fair market value for your house and land?
Well, the house, I think, is, with the house and the land, I think 165 plus 50, because I think the lots are worth 50. They're narrow lots. They're not like the neighbors who have 4,000 square feet. We have a very narrow, or I have a very narrow lot, and the blank one is a empty lot is the same thing. They're very narrow. So it's hard to build a big house on them. That's why they haven't sold, I think. It's cost too much to build up there.
We are, we have made a couple of decisions that affect a lot of lots in different subdivisions. This was one of them, and we established a value. The ladies that are here applied all those values to those lots, or the assessor's office did, one of the two, or they both did. What a couple of people up here are saying is we're going to continue to look at this particular subdivision in comparison with other subdivisions that are in the county, and we will let you know about both of these properties. Do you have... Is this your cell, 707-293-8164?
Yes.
And you girls have that, correct? We only have a limited number of days left, which is the end of this month, to make our decisions about properties within the county. We will make the decision about your two pieces of property, and we will let you know what that decision is. We'll try to call you, as well as we're going to send it to you in writing.
All right. Sounds very fair.
But we're going to place, unless there is a difference of opinion, place this.
I need to have two questions answered.
You can have all the questions answered you want.
You have a small foundation holding up
what we call the basement. You have...
The lower level, yes.
Okay. In the basement, is it a basement per se, or is it just a holding up the top?
It's just a floor and the holding up the top, and it's not built out. It's not...
To be a living area.
Pardon me?
Is it a living space?
No. It could be, but it has to be finished. It's not finished.
So you've got a basement holding the basement, and then that hall holds the top story, which is actually the true main story of the house.
That's the living space, yes.
I would make a recommendation to this board to lower the value of her house with the lot to $215,000. She has a lot of extra concrete. We actually added points because of the steepness and variety of her lot, and we might have added too much.
Motion to do so on recommendation of the...
And you're talking about...
The one with the house on it.
Second, you're talking about improvement. You're going to make those adjustments in the improvements.
We might do a little on the land because of the steepness. She's had to have a basement holding up her basement. So on the back side of her house, she's actually got 16 foot of concrete just holding the top floor on.
Right. Still.
Am I describing that right?
Yes.
So the total value would be 215.
And that's pretty well in line with what you said, 165 and 50.
Right.
Okay.
That'd be...
That's the reason I made the motion.
Thank you.
Is there a second to that motion?
Yes, sir.
There's been a motion to lower BOE number 0117 to $250,000 as per assessor's recommendation. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. And the second, which is your vacant lot, we're going to address at a later time.
Okay.
And we will notify you about that ASAP.
And that'll be in the next month or so.
That'll be in the next week.
Oh, real soon. All right, that sounds very fair, and I really appreciate your time and interest, and thank you very much.
Thank you for your time.
Yes.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You have a good day. Enjoy that cake.
Nope. I would, but I didn't get any.
Yeah, well, I didn't eat any because I figured I couldn't talk if I was eating.
Well, now you're...
Are you ready now?
I'm right now. You're through talking. We can go in there and get you some right now.
That's okay. I appreciate it, though.
The 415, what do you think, Christy?
You can call. Try it. Thanks again.
Is it in person or...
Yes, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Appreciate it.
While we have some time,
are we going to talk about this?
Emerald Point.
Emerald Point.
Wow. I'll just tell you where I'm
getting, I'm getting queasy.
Let me just say this way. I know what the facts, James, and the facts are the facts, but if I'm looking at subdivisions, I look at Emerald Point versus Branson Creek, and I can't say that Branson Creek is that much worse of a subdivision than Emerald Point. And so out there, the only thing that I blatantly see is that if it's sold by the developer, they get retail price. On the resale market, it's a fraction of what is of the price. And that's where the disparity starts coming. It's like it's night and day when it comes to sales out there. And I just have a hard time saying that we set 55,000 at Branson Creek on lots, and we've got these at 69.
Is that your store?
That's my store.
The only thing I've got to say about the whole situation is we're hedging the 90% compliance level provided to the assessor to be at. And there's many, many lots out there, and when they draw randomly, if we get three or four of these lots in the study, we could lose countywide compliance. I think the market is established. It's not one of those shaky establishments either. I mean, it's established. with confirmation of a sale even today, slightly higher.
James, where was the lady the other day that has her lot listed for $8,000 and the lots beside her $8,000? Isn't that there? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a boatload of people that have been in here. And on the internet, there's a boatload of lots for sale out there that are for sale for $10,000 to $15,000. They're not.
It's not one or two cases.
I mean, there are dozens of parcels out there that people are trying to dump because they can't get any money out of them. I agree with you 100%. There are salesmen that are selling, still selling, lots out there for a fortune.
I don't think that's all salesmen.
You think some are the people that are selling them?
Guarantee you. Guarantee you. There have been many houses sell out there that falls under the rule of 20% value of land versus house that's sold by local real estate companies that basically shows those lots ought to be worth $80,000 to $100,000. I mean, the studies are there. I think we've done a tremendous job in trying to feature that. And like I just told Mrs. Mills, it isn't like we've thrown out those $10,000 lots out of this study. We've got $10,000, $20,000, $18,000. We've recognized those lots. So with the many issues that you guys see on the internet and for sale, I don't care, blend them in. Blend them in with the sales, and you're going to see when you have a study of 50 or more, you can add as many as you want to it, and it's not going to change the result of your study. Just like the guys the other day, guys that lived along that rim that they replatted some and sold them for $139,000, $149,000 where they're building their houses. You guys had them the first or second day here, two or three of them, that wasn't even basically in the normal subdivision out there. There's only one thing that I would even consider on changing, and that would be these. There's a group of lots, as we've looked through these, just like this lady has, that are real narrow, little bitty ones. And I don't know that you could build a real expensive home on these stinking things if you really wanted to. You'd have to buy two lots to put a house on one. You know, put a big house on one. But that's the only thing that I could see that we might be able to do. And we've took into consideration the obsolescence factor. What are we down to? We're down to probably, is there anybody else coming in from out there? Maybe one or two people or something? Or do you want to wait and make that decision at the very last? And if we decide to do something, change it, send them all a deal. But I hate to change it right now and then have some more people come in. Well, I would say this safely. You're not hearing from 5% of the lot owners. Maybe less than that. You may not be hearing from 1% of the lot owners, the same as the last BOE convened 2 years ago. We didn't hear from a half of 1% of those lot owners, and most of those had an obsolescence lowering. And so, yes, there are problems in real estate. Yes, they have their foreclosure problems out there. But we're hearing, as a general rule, from 1%. And maybe if you counted my informal hearings, we might have heard from 2% of the entire subdivision.
The way I feel about it is do I think the lots are a little high? I wouldn't go out there and give that for them. But you can't hardly go again. I've dealt with the state tax commission enough to know that you can't go again the evidence and get drawn out on this stinking draw that they make and end up with the county in a position of having a money withheld from them off of the evidence presented. Some of those we don't, that they drew, didn't, we didn't have any evidence because it wasn't even in the parcels. But when we go against our own evidence and lower them, I think we're putting it at jeopardy. But I do have a feeling about those little old bitty, like this lady here who had to put two foundations underneath her house to get it built. I sympathize with somebody. I don't believe you can build a nice house on one of them.
Is her next door lot the same steepness?
Huh?
Is the lot next door to hers the same steepness?
I don't have no idea.
It is her doing obsolescence factor.
It seems like when you're out there, it's like the top of the hill is, I mean, basically the best lots, and then the lakefront, and everything in between is just...
It's pretty steep.
Yeah. I just think those higher sales that we're getting there, lakefront or those premier lots, you know.
Can you push this number in for me? Here's one that sold that I brought you today. It was 18-7.0-36-001-004-023.000. Looky there. That's what sold. My goodness.
That's one of the narrow ones, too.
One of the little lots. It sold for
$74,900.
Signature of the owner.
Right there. I think we're underassessed this one.
Yeah, those are the brand new splits. Those are the brand new splits, guys, that hadn't even established. We were going to establish numbers as they sell. We've got four in there that's new names on them. Just got the letters.
So you just got the letter from that?
The value of that property's in on the huge parcel, and we're splitting them off as we get the letters.
Okay, so this James H. and LaDonna D. Rhodes is the people that just bought it according to your paperwork?
Right there, signed by them for $74,900.
So that's a new sale. That's not a secondary sale.
Right.
Yeah, that'll be from the company.
So that tells me that they're even seeing a decrease. If their new prices are at $74,000 and they used to be $150,000.
But they, I've also got, I know four of those in the new split area.
Well, when you average that one in that that woman would take a dollar for, that puts them at $37,000.
Well, woman said she'd take eight. Felt like we could own half of Emerald Point this month. That's what it feels like.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, that's just 1% of it.
Well, that's obviously the people that have come in. The vast majority of people in the county never come in.
But now you want to remember, they're selling those on location. I don't know whether they got salespeople out there now. Most of these people are probably getting to see their lots.
There's some weird ones on up there on that map that you got long, staggered, narrow ones. They must be real steep or something.
What you thinking on value out there, Jeff?
Jim will just get tarpy print paper, aren't you?
Some trees. I can hear the trees screaming out there.
I'm creating jobs, is the way I've got it figured.
You're creating a forest.
It's hard to say. I mean, going off James's sales here.
Well, you wanted to see it from the different perspective?
I want to know if I'm intimidated or not.
What?
Because I'm feeling intimidated on this side of the bench.
Okay, can you pull Jim's house back up again?
I live in my car.
James, do you think there's any need at looking at the valued lots, which are the flat lots on top or down along the lake compared to those that are in between that are
I'm afraid if you go under that theory, you're going to find that you're going to have to raise those lots and leave the rest of them alone if you run a true study of appraisal.
Have we had any appraisals done on the lots? We haven't seen any appraisals on vacant lots, have we?
Nobody has attempted an appraisal in Emerald Point because the statistics will not show them to take them lower. So you won't see an appraisal out of Emerald Point. I think you can make the true argument of the power lines and stuff like that, but that's not an issue.
I might think that if we had the evidence like this lady said, I think we could take an obsolescence on the steepness of some of those. But I mean, this person come in and we're not going to go out there and look at the steepness of every individual lot in there. But this person come in, she wasn't even complaining about the steepness because she took, but I think that's something that could be considered as a lower value. But I can't imagine buying a lot out there that you had to put 16 feet of foundation under.
I've heard that one area there, the billy goats go around the top ledge. And that's steep.
Are we taking a break till 4:15? What are we going to do, boss? A
couple more questions. You raised the issue of, and I think that's a valid point. Are the lots at Branson Creek that much worse than the lots that are here, that they would be valued?
I've got a piece of paper here for
I'm
you.
I'm just asking.
I know. I'm just going to look here and see. Oak Knoll is Branson Creek. Sold for $55,000. Arrived in my offices today.
$55,000 for the lot?
Yep. The same day, or the day before, Emerald Point arrived at $74,900.
And where is that lot on the left compared to the one on the right?
This is Oak Knoll, Branson Creek. This is Emerald Point.
One was a salesman. Do you think the other was a salesman or a second?
I don't know. I don't know. Well, these girls are leaving. They've eaten their cake and they're running away.
So, guys, are we going to leave? Are we staying the same? Are we moving on?
Tired of this argument.
Why don't we wait till we're the end? My concern is, though, are we going to have to, do we have any deliberation time at the end of the week?
I've got some loose ends.
We do have some loose ends. Do we have any time on the end
we've
of
got
the week?
We've got a bunch that we put on hold through the time that we've not addressed.
I mean, we still got to talk about this 55-45 split for the people who are honest and saying, I thought about it this week, and we got people who are saying, all signing affidavits saying something, and some saying, I'm not going to lie, and now all of a sudden we've got discrepancy in the same building.
You guys want to stand in recess until the next one? If that's the case, I'm going to be, I'll leave it with Nathan, the 4:15.
Well, do we try to call them? Are they coming in person?
They're supposed to come in person. But we did have the hotel that you held from last Friday. You didn't have decisions on?
We also have Red Roof Mall.
They made a decision
on that.
Oh, they did?
Yes.
They're here. What are the
odds? For what?
6.
9? 6-7?
No, I wanted 6-4, and I think they went lower than that.
Wow. I
think
it's a lie.
Yeah, I can't.
You need to share that.
Sometime.
I'll
have a recess on
So there are three. There's two at 4:15 and there's a 4:30. Should we stay in recess? Is that what you're saying?
Is there any evidence on one of them that we could review? We could be a step ahead of the game.
Who's at 4:30? Why don't we
didn't
call
them? One at Queen Anne's Motel or something like that?
Well, they're coming in person.
I know, but we could review it and be ready for the thing. I tell you, that's been in here.
This is Donald Stuck. That's just a vacant lot.
Just call Donald Stuck. Call him on the phone. He's a local realtor, isn't he?
I don't
know. Oh, I think so.
And we already made a decision.
So did we make a motion? We made a motion on one of the things, and the other one we left undone. Or actually, we applied the Emerald Point. So they're both resolved then.
Shoals Bend, if we get a location on that one, we might have a...
The board needs to go back and review. You made a decision on a Shoals Bend lot, maybe two.
It was Eddie's, wasn't it? Eddie Coxey's?
Eddie Coxey's. This is the same thing. Whatever Eddie Coxey's decision is, my recommendation as the assessor will be the same for this Donald Stuck.
Well, this one's on for about $4,200 an acre, it looks like.
Is it?
It's a 7.05 acres for $32,000.
Whatever Eddie's, Eddie had a presentation.
Eddie wasn't quite that large a lot. So.
His was 5 points.
And Eddie's was 18,000, wasn't it? And this guy's asking for 18,000.
But Eddie did base it on per, you guys made your decision on it.
An appraisal.
Yeah. That's just my suggestion, you guys.
Well, whatever the per acre that Eddie's was, is we put the per acre on this other one, and that's what we have to use.
I lowered these almost in half.
I'm looking at it. Is
more than half.
Eddie Haskell.
Yes.
More than half.
Do you even remember who that is?
From two or three years ago.
Got to thinking about that.
You want some cake?
Yeah.
What color do you want?
Any color. Find it, Eddie.
Wasn't it last?
It was Friday morning, about 9.
Yeah,
it was last 9 o'clock, but early in the morning.
9:30.
Eddie got here. Yeah.
Well, obviously, I can get that back here.
Yeah, we did some at 18.
How big was his property?
Can you see what his property size was?
I thought he said he had 5 acres before.
5 acres. The other one's how much?
7.2.
So let's just do a division here of 18. Goes into 5 acres. How much? Anyone? Anyone? Ferris? Bueller?
34.75.
Thank you.
34.75. That's going to be, I'm leaning that way for my motion.
34.75 times 7.2?
Yep.
See what it did.
Well, actually, it come out at 25019 if you did.
I make you start.
Okay, 25.
Pull up location on it and see if it's any different landscape or anything. We'll just.
It's a Baptist.
It's actually there.
White Bass Bluff.
No. The 4:30.
I didn't. Wasn't the one he said you couldn't see the lake or anything, right? From his.
Said you'd have to climb a tree and then look hard to the right and back to the left real quick.
When you pull up this guy, I don't know.
That's what Eddie said.
This guy looks like it's. Let me pull up the map.
You ought to be able to see the lake.
Yeah, because it's.
Actually, he's one of the primo lots down there.
I don't know.
So what was these per lot price that he said?
Down on the water.
Who's? Up on the bluff.
She's awful close.
Up on the bluff. I'd say he's got a lake view there.
We don't do that. We don't separate lake view and lake front.
He's at the end of the cul-de-sac?
We don't.
That's not down on the water.
See?
Ron.
Up on the bluff.
Yep.
Which is overlooking the water.
Should be.
You could climb a tree.
Put a step ladder.
Put a four-story house, you'll see the lake.
We have that, you know.
Well, no, no, I couldn't.
So $34.90.
Where'd you get that blue in your Mustang?
$34.90 was the approximate price per acre that we have set. Just FYI.
I think about on a lot like that, about $25,000 would be done with it.
No, if you set it at 30, I mean, it'd come out at 24,600 or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's our research, Danny. What else do we need to review?
Nothing. If it's that I'm going along with Easley, it's got a swan on it.
And the Queen Anne and Kay investments are coming in?
Yep. Didn't we have a building right next to Queen Anne that we already evaluated this year? Two, but I think one on each side of it.
Did we make a decision on this?
We
property?
Never made a decision on that one motel that Kelly Trimble represented.
Right. Eagles Lodge. That's it? We haven't made a decision on
it. Did you read the bottom of that front page?
Where'd that come in at that one?
See, yeah. Mm-hmm. It came out at 640. And I think it was a 65-room hotel. And didn't we do... $10,000 for some of them. I mean, that'd be $650,000. So. I don't know why the appraisal came in at $640,000 and he was asking for $310,000, though.
He was asking for $310,000 based on he didn't have good parking. And
well, shouldn't that have been in the appraisal? I think it was.
Didn't he have two forms of appraisal?
He did.
And one was at 640 and the other one was lower. One was income, one was something.
One was income, one was...
I thought they were also close to 640 that when he rounded them, they all showed up at 640. Like 636 on one. And
right.
One of this Queen Anne, isn't it? Right beside the lady that came in?
Yeah.
Exactly next door.
Yeah.
The two ladies.
The two ladies.
Yeah. That's, we compared them off of it. And what did we set theirs at? We set theirs per room.
10.
Was it 10?
10 an acre on those older complexes.
10 per room?
Yep.
How many rooms is in the Queen Anne? I know all three of them. I mean, one was on each side of it, I thought. Because that's what she used as comparable.
Christy doesn't know the number of rooms off the top of her head.
No, come on, Christy. That hadn't been but 2 weeks ago.
She's a little bigger.
Could you call Donna and ask her?
Yeah, hold on. This is Wendy's is also going to be the discussion?
No, but it's right next to
one you guys said.
It's right next to it.
Wait.
It's the one she used as a comparable was Queen Anne.
Recess.
We'll stand in recess until 4:15.